They emerged within a half hour, moving quietly toward the dais and standing in front of their chairs. They had entered their comments on a datapad, and Dorema cleared his throat and began to read from it.
We, Lando Calrissian and Jaina Solo, affirm that we have given this matter due thought and care. We act solely from a point of what we perceive as justice, with no influence one way or the other. We perceive that there are two issues before us. Whether or not the fountain was violated, and if so, who was at fault, and whether the Hutts acted appropriately in defense of the fountain. As to the first, it is clear to us from all accounts, even from the accused, that the Starstalker, at the very least, did deliberately, unknowingly violate the 1 kilometer technology free zone. Captain Leha Fall has agreed to turn over the entire crew of the Starstalker for justice under Klaatuinian law.
Slight murmurings and nods of approval from the elders. From the Sith, two very different reactions. Captain Holper stiffened, then sagged slightly. The color left his face, then rushed back in. Captain Fall did not smirk, smile, or otherwise express pleasure. Indeed, she had a fine Sabacc face, but her eyes flashed once with triumph. Jaina knew that violation of the fountain meant death. Part of her was sorry that it had come to that, but these Sith knew perfectly well what they were doing. Orders or not, it was the law of this world, and she couldn't find them to be anything other than guilty.
Secondly, as to the actions of Tuga Jala'i Sigral, we find that he did not obey the exact words of the Treaty of Fontor, but he did obey its spirit. The Hutt people have suffered, and their ability to protect the fountain from such a completely unexpected and overt attack, something that has never occurred in 25,000 years, should not be considered a dereliction of duty. The fountain was violated, but not due to anything the Hutts in charge of its protection could reasonably be expected to have foreseen.
Tuca closed his eyes in relief, but the elders looked surprised by the verdict, though almost immediately, Jaina sensed that some of them understood exactly why the decision had been made and agreed with it.